Well, good morning and welcome to our service, online service this morning. This is January 3rd, 2021, and we want to welcome all of you. This is our second Sunday after Christmas, and it is for us Epiphany Sunday. Technically, Epiphany Sunday is January 6th, but some churches recognize it the Sunday before or the Sunday after that day. But today we remember Epiphany Sunday. And so we want to welcome you on this first Sunday in 2021. And we are praying and believing and hoping for a lot better year in 2021 than we experienced in 2020. Just a couple announcements, or at least one. We wanted to let you know that we are resuming in-person worship next Sunday, January 10th, and we will be sharing in communion, noisy collection, and we will be voting on the 2021 budget. And so we wanted to welcome you this morning, and we're going to begin our service with Carla sharing some special music and prelude this morning. Thank you, Carla. Appreciate so much you coming in and taking the time to record all of the music for us. And once again, we want to welcome you to this Sunday this morning. Let's join together there and begin with our call to worship. Arise, shine. The light we have been waiting for is here. Hopelessness has been banished. God's light of hope floods the earth. God's light comes to all. Lord, make us ready to journey to this light. We receive this light as we worship. Come, let us celebrate God's light given to us. Well, this morning we're going to join together, and our first hymn is going to be We Three Kings. We Three Kings, and we're going to be singing three verses this morning. Prayer. God of light and of life, we praise you for the Word made flesh in the child born in Bethlehem. Open our hearts and minds in this time of worship. Just as you led the Magi by the star, lead us by your Spirit beyond the limits of this world's expectations to the life where you make all things new through Christ, our morning star. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to sing our next hymn, and we're going to sing a couple verses of the first Noel this morning. Two verses of the first Noel.
Noel, 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 Noel.
So thank you for joining along. I apologize about the little bit of a mix-up there. I thought we were only doing two verses of the first Noel, but Carla had played three verses. So so thank you again for singing along. We wanted to go to our time of prayer this morning. Maybe you have some concerns about some needs that you would like us to pray for this morning. And we definitely will take time to do that. And I think what we'll do again, as we did in our last recorded service, is I'll give a few moments of silence where you can lift up the names of those people that you want to lift up to the Lord there in your home, in your living room or your bedroom or wherever you're at this morning as you listen or this afternoon, and join with us in prayer. We want to continue remembering Betty Kirk, Jody Cron, Bonnie Maxson, Jackie Painter. We want to continue to ask for God's touch and healing grace for each of them. And we want to lift up those that you are going to mention here in just a moment. And so as we go to prayer this morning, we will begin with a moment of silence where you can lift up those names to God there in your home today. Our gracious God, we pause today to thank you for your presence with us. Thank you for bringing us through the holidays in safety. And we ask that you would continue to watch over our congregation and people in the weeks and months to come as we are trying to get past this pandemic that is going on. We're grateful for the vaccines that have come out, and we're thankful for our first responders, our medical personnel, and all of those that are getting taken care of right away. And we know that others will be soon. And so we thank you for all of these things today. And Lord, we thank you for your presence that is with us wherever we go, whatever we're going through. The light of your presence guides and leads us in different ways. And so we want to lift up those that have been mentioned this morning. We lift up Betty. We lift up Jody. We lift up Bonnie. And we lift up Jackie, God. We're asking for your touch and healing grace and presence to be with them. Lord, you can make a way where there seems to be no way and bring healing and restoration and strength and recovery. We thank you for that. We think about those that are in the hospitals battling COVID and some that are at home and isolating and battling the virus. God, we just ask for your healing grace and strength and presence to be with all of those today. And Lord, we're grateful and thankful that no matter what we're going through in life, your presence, your spirit is with us. That helps us to carry on and to trust in you. So we commit them into your hands and we ask for your continued touch. We continue to lift up our military, our first responders, our medical personnel and staff. We lift up our leaders across our nation and country, our states and local leaders. We continue to lift up our schools, our school staff and students. And we're thinking about Miami East as they will be returning to school tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, all grades, K through 12, Lord, will be going every day. And Lord, we just ask that you will just continue to keep them and the teachers and staff safe during these times. Thank you, Lord, that the numbers across the nation in our schools have been so low because of following the instructions of their state and local leaders and health department leaders. So we're thankful and grateful for all of that. And Lord, we continue to lift up our shut-ins, God, asking for your grace. We continue to lift up all of our people. Lord, thank you for your presence that is with each of us. And Lord, we lift up those that were mentioned earlier. When we took our time of silence, Lord, the names that were lifted up, God, I join with them now, Lord, asking for your touch upon each one that's been lifted up, whether it's healing or for something else, God, for peace, for strength, for grace today. Lord, we ask that you would do all of those things, and we give you praise for it as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to pray with us and for us and continuing to pray for those on our monthly list. And I know the prayer chain groups and stuff have others that they are praying for. And I just want to thank you so much for that, because I believe that prayer does make a difference. And so I just wanted to say thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving in this 2020 year that we just finished up. And I thank God, and I want to thank you that we were able to finish out the year in the black. And I just overjoyed, and thank you so much for your faithfulness and for God's faithfulness. And as we pray, join with me in our dedication of our offering. God of majesty, we bring our gifts to you, grateful that you are with us in good times and in hard times. We do not know what the year ahead will hold, but your love shields us like a star to guide us. Bless these gifts that they may shine through the church to guide and embrace the world you love. Amen. Well, let's join together there then for our scripture reading this morning, which is coming from John chapter 1. Usually this first Sunday after, or the second Sunday after Christmas, lectionary offers a lot of different readings. One of them is the Matthew 2 reading with the story of the Magi. And there's also a reading from John chapter 1. And I had chosen, since I think the last few years I may have touched on the message of the Magi, I decided to do the John chapter 1 reading, because as I was kind of looking through my computer, it's been a long time since I have done this reading and this message during the Christmas season. And so I decided to read that one this morning. So John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world, and through the world was made through him. Sorry. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That is God's Word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight this morning. Our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a new CEO takes over a business in the new year and decides that he's going to go through and cut dead wood out of the company. So he calls a meeting in the conference room. Everyone is to attend. Upon entering the room, the CEO spots a young man leaning up against the wall, kind of looking away from everybody else. He approaches the young man and says, "Hey, how much do you make a week?" The young man replies, "I make $400 a week." The CEO reached into his wallet and pulled out $1,600 and hands it to the young man and says, "Here, take this money, leave, and don't come back." After the young man leaves, the CEO turns around and asks, "Does anyone here know what that young man did?" Someone in the back of the room speaks up and says, "I think he was the delivery boy from Domino's Pizza." There you go this morning. Oh, I always thought that was a funny one. I think I shared that quite a while ago. I want to talk to you this morning about Christ, the light of life. So let me ask you a question. How many of you saw the pictures of Jupiter and Saturn coming together to form the Christmas star? Every time I tried to go outside and look for it, it was too cloudy and I couldn't see them. I was a little jealous as I saw pictures showing up online, showing what was going on. But it's interesting that in this year of everything that we face, that the two planets came together, which seemed to make a somewhat giant-looking star that everybody referred to, or at least most everybody, referred to as the Christmas star. Did you know that light that we see from the sun is 8 minutes old? That's how long it takes for the light from the sun to reach us. Did you know the moon shines because its surface reflects the light of the sun? The moon kind of acts like a mirror. A poor one, though, only reflecting about 3 to 12% of the sunlight that hits it. The interesting thing, though, about the moon is that the illuminated side of the moon that we see up in the sky at night is the side that is facing the sun. And we are seeing that reflection off of the sun. I share that with you this morning and a little bit about the star because I want us to reflect on Christ this morning as the light of life who shines on us. John in John chapter 1 talks about in the beginning was the Word, and we find out later on that the Word is Jesus, and that the Word was with God, the Word was God, and that Word, in that Word was life, and that life was light to all humanity. So let me ask you a question. What does all this mean for us today? John takes us way back in a picture of beyond kind of history, so to speak, and gives us a little bit of insight. And so here's what I want us to do this morning. We're going to focus a little bit on this light of Jesus and what that means, the light of Christ, and what it means for us today. Two things I want to say. First of all, I want to talk about the light revealed. The light revealed. Well, clearly, in our reading this morning, Christ embodies the life of God. John says, in Him was life, Zoe. That life of God, what we sometimes refer to as eternal life. But it's really the life of God. And the life of God is what animates all life on our planet. What sets humans apart is that we are made in God's image. It is what gives us the capacity to relate to and relate with God. And John tells us that Christ embodies the very life of God. Eternal life. Abundant life. The life that sustains us not only now and the here and now, but even beyond this. Paul kind of says it this way in the book of Acts, where Luke quotes him as saying this, "In Him we live, move, and have our being." And he is... And Paul there is quoting one of the Greek philosophers of the day. In Him we live and move and have our being. You know, whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, don't ever forget that in Christ, who, as Paul says, we are in Christ, and in Christ is life. That no matter what we're facing or going through, the very life of God is in us because of Jesus Christ. That eternal life, that abundant life that sustains us and keeps us living and moving and having our being. And so no matter what we're facing in this day and age, and we are facing a lot of different things, and we all know that, Christ embodies the life of God, and so do we because of that. Also involved with that, as we think about the light that is revealed, is that Christ embodies the light of God. John says that, and that life was the light of all people. The life of God, which was manifested in Jesus Christ, was and is now and will always be the light of God. Well, let me say something about that. Light is an image throughout Scripture for God's radiant glory. You know, we read sometimes those stories in the Old Testament about the glory cloud and the pillar of fire. And we see the image in the book of Acts at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down upon the first believers, that it was looked like there was little flames of fire above their head, representing the presence and glory of God. Light is an image for God's glory. Light is an image for God's Word. Light is an image for God's salvation. Light is an image for life as opposed to death. Light is an image for the divine realm. And light is an image for the path of light. And Christ embodies that light. We might say it this way: where Christ is, there is light. He reveals God's glory. He reveals God's Word. He reveals God's life. He reveals God's salvation. He reveals God's realm. And He reveals God's path. Christ is the light that is come into the world. Not just for us, but John says that that is a light for all people. Think about that for a minute. The light revealed. Second thing I want us to ponder for a few moments is the light shines. The light shines. John makes very clear that the light shines. That the light shines in the darkness. And that the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. So we can say it this way: the light of Christ is greater than the darkness. It's greater. It shines brighter. No matter what the darkness. Darkness in Scripture, especially in John, refers to life outside of hope. In the Old Testament, darkness was a symbol for the encircling gloom of doubt and depression and death. And in John's Gospel, we see similar ideas that are expressed. When we're blinded to the light of Christ, or when death is trying to take its ugly toll in people's lives. But John says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. Why is that? Because the light of Christ always shines in our world and in the darkness. It shines no matter how dark it is. I mean, it doesn't. Think about this for a minute. If you have a flashlight and you go out and it's the moon is shining and it's not real dark out, and you turn your flashlight on, you can see ahead of you. But let's say you go out and it's a stormy, dark, cloudy night. It's like pitch black outside. If you turn your flashlight on, you still see the light in front of you. And that's the way it is with the light of Christ. It shines no matter how dark it gets. The light of Christ is brighter, greater, and more intense than any aspect of darkness. And the darkness will never snuff out the light of Christ, because the light of Christ is sustained by the life of God. So here's what I want you to hear. No matter how bad it gets at times, remember, Christ has already conquered the darkness. When we celebrate Christmas and we join with those who bow before the Christ child around the manger and sing, "Oh, come, let us adore Him." It's not because He's sweet and cute and cuddly, but it's because of what He did and what He is doing to this very day. He has and He is driving out the darkness in our lives and in our world with the life of God. One of our chapel speakers in college used to say, "Never forget in the dark what God has told you in the light." Christ is the light that overcomes anything we face in life. No doubt 2020 has been a dark, difficult year for many of us. It's been a hard year for seeing the light. The good news this morning is the light of Christ is always shining. His light is the life of God. It never goes out, and the darkness will never extinguish it. So as we enter 2021, as we have already, let us remember, like the illuminated side of the moon that's always facing the sun and reflecting the light of the sun, as we face the sun, S-O-N, the Son of God, we will always see the light and reflect His light during the dark times. Amen. And amen. Well, we're going to join together as we close out this morning, and we are going to sing that little chorus, "His name is wonderful," this morning. And we're going to sing it through twice. "His name is wonderful." Jesus, my Lord. our benediction, the true light has come into the world to light the way. We go forth shining the glory and grace of God. Go forth reflecting the bright light of Christ's presence in your hearts. Go forth warmed by the promises of God's care. Go forth as part of God's great company. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in today online for our worship service. We're hoping to see you next Sunday in person. And so God bless you.